If you go over to off-guardian.org, you will find the unvaccinated question by C.J. Hopkins. This guy's got a really, really great knack for writing and for editorializing. This is stuff that this is good brain food and exercise food for what's coming and what's being done. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine sent me a video last night. He goes, dude, have you heard of, and there's this woman, she goes, she goes by the name, she even has a Crusader shield. She goes by the name Crusader Girl. She's on BitChute. And a friend of mine goes like, this sounds like you with breasts. I'm being kind of facetious, but you need to get her on the crusade. I'm like, all right. So I went and listened to a couple of minutes of it. I've heard a lot of this before, but she does make a couple of good points. And there are very few people out there that are making the point. So let me just reiterate this. If you're not paying attention to what's going on, corporate America does not need Biden, Pelosi, and Schumer to reign holy, tyrannical, you will starve to death hell down upon your head. As a matter of fact, they're putting the pieces in place right now to do just that. I told you people yesterday, if you go watch the documentary Cannibal Island, you will discover that from January the 4th, 1933, until mid-May of 1944, how did the Soviet Russians under Stalin, how did they identify people like us who are not vaxxers or who know that this whole damn thing is not a pandemic, it's a shamdemic, it's a hoax, et cetera, et cetera? What did they do when they identified people like us who said the same things about communism not going to work, dude? This socialism plan is not going to produce the economic paradise that they say it's going to, because they sold socialism as a solution to what? Dysfunction, economic dysfunction. Being out of proportion. All of these people have things and you have nothing. You do the socialism program and they'll have things taken from them and given to you. It doesn't work. It never has and it never will. But this is how they promoted it and sold it. And people that said, I don't think that's going to work, comrade, were denied passports. These were not passports to leave the Soviet Union or Russia and go to Ukraine or go to, Spain or England or whatever, or maybe even America. These were internal domestic passports that you had to have to get on a train, that you had to have to go into, hey, get this, are you ready? Are you sitting down? To go into a grocery store, you had to have the passport. And if you didn't have the passport, the Stasi cops, the comrades in arms are waiting outside. Ah, you're not that passport. Comrade Stalin said you're maybe in a meal state. You come with Yuri. Yuri, take you to train car. You wait here while we find passport. 3 days later, you're in Siberia, never to be heard from again. The passports are not going to be used to traffic anything. They're going to be used to identify the enemy, me and you, and to deny us very basic tools of survival. By the by, no one knows the exact number. Is Cesare in the chat room, the Polak? Again, the Poles were close to this. They probably have a better handle on this than anyone else. No one knows the exact number. Some say 50 million. Some say 75 million. I've seen an estimate of 100 million people starved to death, work camped to death, sent to gulags in Siberia and other places in Russia, way away from where anyone would ever look for them or find them. That's how they got rid of their political enemies. They ain't take them out into the street and hang them and guillotine them like the French. They took them and they moved them to Siberia, and they identified them with passports. To put it another way, our enemies today, the ambrosia guzzling overlord cabal, they studied this. Again, they've been prepping for this for 500 years. They know exactly what Stalin did, and they know exactly how he did it and how it worked. So this is not just a, well, they're not going to make me get the vaccine. They're not going to make me get the passport. They're not going to. Don't you understand? They don't want us to get vaxxed, and they don't want us to get the passports. That's how they will identify us. If you want to, you know, there are already fake passports out there. You go on, wait, what, on Etsy for, what, $25, and you can choose your brand name. Fake passports. You can't tell a lie in order that good may become a... That's not telling a lie. That may actually have to happen. You may actually have to go and get a fake passport. I mean, but just so you understand, you're thinking about this all wrong. You're thinking that I'm going to defy them and I'm not going to get the passport. I'm not going to let them do this. That's how they're going to point you out. That's how. We should be smart about it and go like, I'll get a passport. It ain't going to be a real one, but I'll get one. What if they scan it into a database? Now, there are five states now that basically have outlawed them. They've only outlawed state legislatures, governments, from making the passports. They haven't outlawed, like at the DMV or whatever. They haven't said that Disney can't force every employee and every person that goes to a Disney park in Florida to have a passport. They have a Corona hoax passport. That's how that's going to work. And, of course, since people are addicted to digital media and the entertainment of the day, they'll go and sheepishly go, okay, it won't really hurt. I guess I'll get one. So that's how that's going to work. CJ Hopkins. So the new normals are discussing the unvaccinated question. What is to be done with us? This is almost like me and him are on the same page. Imagine that. Hate to be you, dude. No, not those who haven't been vaccinated yet. Us, the COVIDiots, they call us, the COVID deniers, the science deniers, the reality deniers, those who refuse to get vaccinated, ever deniers. There is no place for us in the new normal society. The new normals know this, and so do we. To them, we are a suspicious alien tribe of people. We do not share their ideological beliefs. We do not perform their loyalty rituals, or we do so only grudgingly because they force us to do so. We traffic in arcane conspiracy theories. Oh, you mean like the one that the cabal is harvesting the blood of terrified teenagers and young children and drinking it? Oh, you mean like that conspiracy theory? Oh, wait, that one's true. Pre-March 2020 science, natural herd immunity, population-adjusted death rates, Sweden, Florida, and other heresies. They do not trust us. We are strangers among them. They suspect we feel superior to them. They believe we are conspiring against them, that we want to deceive them, confuse them, cheat them, pervert their culture, abuse their children, contaminate their precious bodily fluids, and perpetrate God knows what other horrors. Piggly Wiggly, 2 days ago, got out of my car early in the morning, Wednesday morning, our last day of spring break. Woman in a $85,000, 57-foot-long GMC Yukon tricked out with 28-inch rims and what have you, gets out, dolled up to the nines, sequin-masked. Then goes, gets her two darling, beautiful tots out the back. I'm guessing 6, 8-year-old. 8-year-olds, dude. Both masked up. So they could go in and push the little buggy and the Piggly Wiggly with mommy. And be free from the evil that is Mike Church, who went in there without a mask. And the other evil people that have left COVID particles all over hither and yon. If someone with that kind of economic means, you would think that they'd have some smarts to them, right? They don't. Not even Oprah gives away 57-foot-long GMC Yukons with stainless steel silver anodyne 26-inch rims, paint jobs and lift kits and what have you. That stuff costs real money. You'd think that maybe in order to get that real money, you'd have to have some kind of smarts about you. Apparently not. It might even be that the middle to upper class are even more likely to be corona bots. Have you thought about that? They're not. Look, those kind of people want the fifth television in every room, 100-inch, thank you very much. Want the second vacation at home, gotta have it. Wouldn't be a good life without it. Want a pair of 57-footers and a 45-foot double outboard inboard boat parked in a shed somewhere. The good life, folks. You know, the life that people, working class, stiff, blue-collar nuts, losers like us don't have. They are far more likely to be masked Nazis than the poor guy down the street. Or the guy that's very humble down the street and doesn't care that he's poor. They are not going to risk their precious station in life because to them, living is all they're living right now and consuming and burping and belching and farting it out is all that matters. There is no afterlife, and if there is, they'll buy their way into the good part of it. It's not the poor guy. The idiot that's out there, that's the threat. It's the person that has the wealth. It's the person that's pushing things around because they have the economic means. They're the ones that are masking, bro. They're the ones that are COVID Karens yelling at people in grocery stores. Now, there is an occasional poor, disheveled, fat bastard soul that gets videotaped. But for the most part, it's not them. The COVID Karens are the well-to-do. We have this exactly backwards. Proper way to look at it, this is a class struggle. They want to make their class permanent. No threat is going to take them out. And they don't care. The only thing they need us for is to ship food to them. Make the food and ship it to them and make sure that they have an ample supply of it. That's all they needed for. That's all you're needed for. So even outside of good versus evil, understand who the enemy is. And it's not who you've been told. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, always on air, always online. CrusadeChannel.com. This portion of the program, again, is sponsored by and brought to you by. We're trying to do something about all this. We want to organize people. We want to take people and give them ideas that, hey, you know what? You don't have to do that. There is another and a better way. And it does factor in that there is a much, much longer life after this one. And you will, by your own actions, have a part in it. Happily, semi-happily, or miserably. Join us upon these rocks, Congress. April 30th, May 1st, not a coincidence that it's happening on May 1st, May 2nd, right here in Mandeville/Covington, Louisiana. Our venue is now booked and confirmed. We're all set. We're putting all the pieces and making sure all the speakers can either get here Or give us, well, I'll fill you in on that when we know. Because that's only going to, there's only two possibilities of someone actually not being able to make but being on the speaker roster. Go and sign up today. Don't put it off. And while you're there, click on the directories link when you're done signing up and enter your trade or business or a trade or business that you know that you think everyone else should know. Like the dairy farms, the two dairy farms I put in there yesterday myself because I happen to know them and do business with them. Here's the website, Upon, U-P-O-N, uponthesrocks.co, uponthesrocks.co. And by the by, share the site, and especially for heaven's sake, with friends and family members. Back to Mr. Hopkins about the unvaccinated. In the words of someone, I can't recall quite who, getting rid of the unvaccinated is not a question of ideology. It's a question of cleanliness or something like that. In Israel, Estonia, Denmark, Germany, the USA, and other new normal countries, they have already begun the segregation process. In the UK, it's just a matter of time. The WEF, the WHO, EU, and other transnational entities are helping to streamline the new segregation system, which, according to the WEF, will need to be harmonized by normative bodies such as the WHO to ensure that it is ethical. Here in Germany, the government is considering banning us from working outside of our homes. We are already banned from flying on commercial airlines. By the by, one of our speakers is like, Mike, I am all in. I'm down with the mission. I want to do it. I'm not getting on the masked Nazi express plane. I'm not walking through their stinking airports. I'm not being frisked. I'm not being yelled at. I'm not being manhandled. And I'm not sitting on a pressurized tube with 175 masked up bots. I won't do it, but I want to come. I'm like, dude, we'll find a way to get you here. We're not alone. In the village of Potsdam, just down the road from Wannsee, we are banned from entering shops and restaurants, says Mr. Hopkins. In Saxony, we are forbidden from attending schools. These are people that will not vaccinate with the corona hoax vaccination, which by the stats keep going up. They keep going up, 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 up. People getting sick, people dropping dead like the proverbial flies, but that's not related to the vaccine, you see. At the Berliner Ensemble, we are banned from attending new normal music performances. In the USA, we are being banned by universities. Our children are being banned from public schools. And this is all based on what? The fear of what? Something that didn't even happen. History is going to record that the strangest year in all of medical history until they go with COVID-20 is going to be 2020. They're going to go like, okay, well, the total deaths weren't really up that much, and the difference in the total deaths can be explained by people that died of things they shouldn't have, like an increase in suicides, like an increase of people that were scheduled, for example, to get chemotherapies and were denied, people that were scheduled to have heart procedures and have treatments for high blood pressure and what have you. That's your principal amount of increased death is as a result of the lockdown, not as a result of the so-called health benefits. In New Tenochtitlan, the new Excelsior Pass will allow new normals to attend cultural and sports events, secure in the knowledge that the unvaccinated have been prevented from entering or segregated in an unvaccinated-only section. Could you imagine this? These same cretins have been supposedly crusading for, what, a century now against segregation. And now here we are. We're going to segregate you, Neo. We're going to segregate you conspiracy theorists, wackos, who won't take our vaccine. Even though there is no evidence whatsoever that the vaccine, one, treats a known ailment, disease, that's one thing, and number two, prevents anyone from getting it. What a coincidence that they began to roll this thing out right at the end of flu season. So they could then point to and go, see, the rates of infection are going down. Gee, as William Briggs points out all the time, gee, look, it's almost like the rates of infection are going down just like they have for 7,000 years at the end of flu season. What a coinkydink. That's not related. All right. I saw a headline earlier today. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel. Always on air, always online. CrusadeChannel.com. This portion of the program, again, brought to you by Upon These Rocks, Building Christian Communities from the Rubble of Modernity. Our Congress is meeting at the end of this month. We got our artwork yesterday from young artist Norman and Fauché. Have you seen it? Going to turn that into prints. Going to turn that into prayer cards. Going to turn that into all sorts of things. It's a perfect little rendition of what it is that we will meet to discuss in our Congress. A splendid time is guaranteed for all. You're going to learn. You're going to laugh. You're going to communicate. Lots of good's going to come out of this, but it won't if you don't make plans to attend and do it today. Go to UPON, uponthesrocks.co. Register today, and while you're there, click on the directory link, register your trade or your business, and also any trade or business that you think I should know about or anyone else in the U.S. should know about. To go like, hey, those are good people. You can do business with them. They're one of us. Again, that is uponthesrocks.co. The PASS system, continues Hopkins, designed by IBM, which, if history is any guide, is pretty good at designing such systems, was launched this past weekend to considerable fanfare. And this is only the beginning. Israel's Green Pass is the model for the future, which makes sense in a sick fascistic kind of way. When you're already in an apartheid state, what's a little more apartheid? Here's a pass, and then he puts pictures in it because people like him pictures of what it looks like. And there are signs everywhere, and people still... Now, if you're vaccinated, I just have a question. Why do I have to run around with double Fauci masks on if I've been vaccinated against the corona doom? Shouldn't I be cured or immune? If not, what the hell does this damn thing do other than alter my RNA? I mean, folks, we are approaching mass hysteria, stupidity, unlike anything seen since Noah.